Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Truck and I left my farm on the freeway.
They forgot they told us what this old land was for. Wrote with tons the acre boy between the stones. This was no South Fork, it was a Ponderosa, but it was the place that I called home.
I know your anger, I know your dreams. Into the arrest of a Broward County judge who was allegedly driving drunk.
Judge Cynthia Imperato's name is still there, but it's not her courtroom anymore. The veteran judge has stepped down from the criminal bench while she deals with a criminal charge of her own.
Hi, I want to report a drunk driver.
A DUI from earlier this week. A citizen saw her driving dangerously.
He's got to be drunk.
And a cop pulled her over and reported she had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and a strong smell of alcohol coming from the car. She refused a breathalyzer test. That comes with it an automatic year-long driver's license suspension. It's her second DUI, the first coming in 1988 when the now 56-year-old judge was working as a police officer.
Tonight, we're seeing this just-released police dash cam video of the judge moments after she was pulled over. You see her walking right there, and Bob is here now to analyze more of the video.
During the day, Broward Judge Cynthia Imperato presided over criminal cases.
We're doing a DUI investigation.
But on the night of November 5th, Imperato was the one facing criminal charges. As you can see on this dash cam video of Imperato's DUI arrest that was released today by the Boca Raton Police Department. Imperato is in the white car, a Mercedes, in the front.
Are you refusing to walk to the front of my vehicle? Why is that?
I'm not doing anything until I talk to my lawyer.
It shows the judge seemingly unsteady on her feet, but steadfast in keeping her mouth closed.
Can you walk up here, please?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm sorry?
I'm not doing anything.
She refused to do roadside sobriety tests or submit to a breathalyzer test.
Listening, basically. Is that what you're doing? You're refusing to walk to the front of my car?
Imperato finally exited the car at that point, and you can hear the cuffs. Then officers walk her to the patrol car before she's booked into jail. Her name is still on the courtroom, but Judge Imperato has been transferred to civil foreclosure cases pending the outcome of the DUI case.
Her judge accused of driving drunk is back on the bench, but one man's attorney wants her kicked off his case. A local 10's John Turchin was in the courtroom today. John?
Well, that man is Randy Tundidor Sr. You may be familiar with the name. He was convicted earlier this year of murdering a local college professor. A jury recommended the death penalty. Well, it is his opinion now and his attorney's that Judge Cynthia Imperato is incapable of presiding over his sentencing.
No one expected to see her. Not here, not this morning. Cynthia Imperato back on the criminal bench. Since her DUI arrest last month, the judge was handling only foreclosure cases, leaving all of her pending cases to another judge, Paul Backman. But not this one. She apparently wasn't letting any other judge decide the fate of Randy Tundidor Sr.
That my client has now sworn to the fact that he doesn't believe that Your Honor can be fair and impartial in light of the circumstances.
Tundidor was convicted of murdering his landlord, Nova Southeastern University professor Joseph Morrissey, and the attempted murder of his wife and son, his wife in the courtroom today. A jury unanimously recommended the death penalty. Today, Tundidor filed a motion for a new trial, saying he wants Judge Imperato off the case, insisting that any judge who tries to step in and handle his sentencing would not be qualified to pass judgment without having sat through the entire trial.
She's being prosecuted by the same state of Florida that's prosecuting Randy Tundidor. Randy fears that she might be trying to curry favor with the state by ruling against him in certain matters, or that, worse than that, she's trying to save face with the public at this point.
Today marks the first full day of the DUI trial of a Broward County judge. A jury was selected on Wednesday for Judge Cynthia Imperato's Palm Beach County case, and she is already moving for a mistrial. Local 10 News crime specialist John Turchin is live right now for us in West Palm Beach with more. A mistrial already, huh?
Yeah, just a few moments ago, everything got a little bit heated, and the reason is this, and I'll try to do it as succinct as possible. The judge that is presiding over the case looked over and noticed that one of the jurors had a pad and was taking notes. Well, it's a discretionary thing by judges when they allow jurors to do that during a trial. He does not. However, he never told jurors that. So immediately the defense asked for a mistrial. The attorneys and the judge went behind closed doors for several minutes, discussed it, and came out and decided that the juror had done nothing wrong because he had not advised jurors that they couldn't take notes, took her notes from her. Those will not go into the court records, and made it very clear there will be no note-taking.
William Barthelemy is the man who alerted Boca police a dangerous driver was on the road.
I stayed back because I was afraid I was going to get hit. The Mercedes drifted into their lane quite far. I thought it was an emergency situation, so I called 911.
Barthelemy told the court the person behind the wheel of a white Mercedes-Benz that night, November 5th, was driving erratically, nearly pushing other vehicles off the road.
Both drivers, I heard them blow their horns, and they jerked both of their vehicles onto the shoulder to avoid a collision.
Imperato's attorney tore into Barthelemy, accusing him of embellishing what he saw.
You never told a police officer this either, did you?
I don't remember whether I told him or not.
Okay. Well, do you think that was an important fact? Or is it something that you decided to tell the jury today that you wanted to make this case even worse?
No, that is not true, sir.
The defense also took aim at the arresting officer, specifically if the judge was such a menace on the road. Her attorney questioned why the officer followed her for 2 miles and didn't pull her over sooner.
It got to the point where the driving was so erratic that, you know, as a police officer, you know, whether on duty or off duty, I had to stop that car, you know, in fear that it probably, the driver was going to hurt him or herself or, you know, potentially somebody else.
And it has been a very long day for this jury, Calvin. They're actually still upstairs, believe it or not, as we speak. This judge never took the stand in her own defense. In fact, her team never even called their own witnesses. Their point, the thing they were trying to do the entire time was really just poking holes in the state's case, calling out those witnesses instead. Day two of the trial began at 7:45 this morning, and the jury began deliberations at 7:30 tonight with a list of questions and requests just 1 hour into it.
We would like to see the two videos again. That'll be granted.
I'm not taking anything until I talk to my lawyer.
The videos they watched again showcased Broward Circuit Judge Cynthia Imperato's DUI arrest last year.
I could smell a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from her breath. When she looked at me, I could see that she had red and glassy eyes.
The jury heard from various key witnesses, from the responding officer to DUI enforcement to the man who first called 911. He used to take a breath test later at the police station. Her attorneys argued in court officers never offered her a roadside sobriety test, and officers never checked her phone records or GPS to see if she was actually using them at the time. Now, she's actually charged with DUI and reckless driving. Of course, we are now officially on verdict watch. We'll let you know what happens for now.
Well, a judge is sentenced right now. In fact, she is being sentenced as we speak, and I'm going to give you a rundown. But just moments ago, she was actually right before the judge in the court, at which time she heard the verdict.
I am going to order you to serve 20 days house arrest, Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office house arrest. I will allow Ms. Burrett, the state wishes to be heard out.
All right, what you are hearing there is the part of the sentence. She was found guilty of DUI and also of reckless driving. The sentence there, she is getting no jail time, but has 20 days of house arrest, 12 months probation, $2,500 in court costs and fines, 150 hours of community service, treatment, DUI school, and she can have no possession or consumption of alcohol or drugs for the next year, random testing, and the big one, she loses her license also for the next year. And let's talk.
The Florida Supreme Court in Palm Beach County in December would keep her job after paying a fine and serving a 20-day suspension. A panel of the Judicial Qualifications Commission reached and serving a 20-day suspension. A panel of the Judicial Qualifications Commission reached an agreement with Imperato last month, criticizing her for flashing her badge when she was stopped for drunken driving in Boca Raton in November 2013. The panel called for a 20-day suspension without pay and a $5,000 fine, but Imperato would have held on to her job. Imperetto agreed to the punishment, but the Supreme Court disagreed on Thursday and ordered the commission to get back to work. The court wrote in a one-page order, quote, "Court rejects the stipulation and disapproves the proposed sanctions. We remand for further proceedings to include a full hearing before the Judicial Qualifications Commission so that the court, in determining the appropriate sanctions, will be apprised of all the facts and circumstances bearing on the violation," end quote. A judge had sentenced Imperato to 20 days of house arrest and fined her $2,531. She also lost her driver's license.
All right. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. I just threw that old clip up just to show how corrupt some of these judges really are. Yeah, this ain't the only one. And, you know, you guys are talking to the chat room right now about these federal judges, one on the ban, you know, for the refugees, immigrants, whatever they are, Muslims, Mexicans, some are kind of kins or whatever. I don't see where two different judges could come up with two different rulings. Is it just that local area that they're covering? Because they're in a different district, so one can open this. Say another judge in that district could say, well, no, and one say yes, back, forth. I don't see how that is. That's crazy shit, man. I don't know what to say. That don't make any sense to me. I don't know. oh God, I'm gonna try to find a link on this. If I can. Let's see. I'm trying to catch the latest one. Bill, I see that link you got, but I can't seem to pull that up. I'd like to do it. So I'm trying to find something in here. Okay, well, I can't seem to find nothing. California is lost to being from state. I will suffer the burden. This is getting a little monotonous. I think a lot of this, bullshit on this ban. It needs to be done. They open the gates up and they just let the shit flow right on in here. It's crazy, he's not banning from people from the country. He's just stopping illegals from coming in. People need to be vetted a little bit better to see what their actual story is all about. Let me throw this clip up real quick. Let's check this out and see what he has to say about it, maybe.
Now, if you followed my channel, you're probably going, why is Richie suddenly following politics? I'm not. This is an enormous chess game that a lot of people don't understand they're even playing. According to this article in GeekWire, all of a sudden, a federal judge has issued an emergency stay that halts part of Donald Trump's 90-day ban on U.S. immigrations by citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. Here's the rub. Here's what's going on. This is our orange-faced president with his awesome hair. The reality show star, the billionaire, the elitist Donald Trump. According to this article, representatives of the ACLU and other organizations that challenged the executive order are tweeting from the courtroom that they won a national stay against Trump's executive order. The suit was filed on behalf of two Iraqi men who were detained at JFK despite having visas that were ordinarily allow them to enter the country. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly reportedly allows valid visa holders who have landed in the country to remain, impacting an estimated 100 to 200 people detained at U.S. airports. It comes a day after Trump signed the executive order preventing citizens of Syria, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and Libya from entering the U.S. for 90 days amid protests at airports across the country. Do you see the game that's going on? They are just going to divide us right up like a nice big pizza pie. Watch this.
Scenes of anguish and anger tonight for relatives of people being detained. Homeland Security officials started holding immigrants this morning who were arriving from these seven Muslim-based countries in the Middle East. The president's order bans nearly 134 million people from those nations from entering the U.S. for the next 90 days. But a federal judge in New York overturned the order earlier tonight. You can see there was a large protest at the court when it happened. The judge granted a request from the ACLU to issue an emergency stay. That prevents the U.S. from deporting travelers after they land with valid visas at U.S. airports.
So now they're doing this all over. Sorry about that. Windows 10 gets a little mental sometimes. So now they're setting the stage. Everyone's going to be against Trump in the Supreme Court, in the Congress, in the Senate. You see what I'm saying? They're going to turn everything to a great big cluster F and nothing's going to get done. Meanwhile, apparently American politics is going to be run strictly and primarily through social media. So hold on. It's going to get rocky. Richie from Boston. I am OUT. Like, share, subscribe, or don't. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm going to flip another here real quick. This is about Iran.
Iran says it's going to ban all U.S. citizens from entering the country. It's a response to the Trump administration's ban on people coming to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority nations, including Iran. The ban, part of an executive order signed by President Donald Trump on Friday, bars people from coming to the U.S. for the next 90 days if they're from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, or Sudan. Iranians have been barred from entering the U.S. before. President Jimmy Carter blocked them from getting visas during the Iran hostage crisis. A statement from the Iranian Foreign Ministry said, in part, the U.S. ban is, quote, an obvious insult to the Islamic world and in particular to the great nation of Iran. But the two-way ban complicates an already complex relationship between the two countries. President Trump has scrutinized the Iran nuclear deal the Obama administration negotiated. But just days before Trump's inauguration, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said there was little chance the deal would be renegotiated. There's no word on how long Iran's ban on the U.S. will last or what the terms will be.
So we're banned from going there, I guess. Like I said, this is getting really, really fucking retarded. I don't know. It seems like one don't know what the other's doing. I can't see how a judge could override a president. I don't see how that is. I never got that in my legal studies in my life. I don't see how that could happen. I don't seem to get that part. I mean, it could be me. I just don't know. Yeah, thanks, Bill, for throwing us up, man. CNN, lovely network. Restraining our effective nationwide DOJ will challenge. Okay. From the judge halt and travel ban, the White House is praying for President Donald Trump immigration order after a federal judge on Friday halted it nationwide. A chronic night set up with a nation for the first and straight weekend of widespread uncertainty over the controversial ban. This time with an administration on defense, federal judge James Robert and George W. Bush appointee who presides in Washington State temporarily stopped the order. U.S. Customs and Border Protection dealers. What in the hell? Okay, sorry about that. I had something pop up on me on this thing. Okay. Where was I at? Okay. Stopped order, U.S. Customs Border Protection, then alerted airlines of the U.S. government would quickly begin restraining visas that were previously canceled by the CBP, advised airlines that refugees that are in the possession of a U.S. visa will be admitted as well, an airline executive said. But the White House quickly countered the first, calling the order outrageous and then dropping the word minutes later in a second statement. At the earliest possible time, the Department of Justice intends to file an emergency stay of this outrageous order and defend the executive order of the president, which we believe is lawful and appropriate. White House Press Secretary Shane Spicer said in a statement, the president's order is indeed to protect the homeland and to help the constitutionality, authority, and responsibility to protect the American people. The ruling may have snug even more for the Trump administration because it came more on the heels of his first victory, legal victory over the travel ban. Hours earlier, a federal judge in Boston issued more limited ruling that declined to renew a temporary restraining order in Massachusetts, which would have prohibited the detention or removal of foreign travelers illegally authorizing to come to Boston area. But it was a sweeping ruling that had a federal government scrambling. Trump's executive order that he signed last week suspended immigration from 7 Muslim majority countries for 90 days. The U.S. refugee program of 120 days is indefinitely halted. Syrian refugees coming to enter the United States. So, you know, it goes on and on a little bit, but you know, I mean, it's becoming a complete fucking clusterfuck if you really want to know the truth about it. It's just crazy. Where's this going to go? What's it going to do? I mean, it's going to stop them from coming in, but we already got some here. But there's two points to this. I can see Trump's point of it, but I also see the other point too. You know, if you have a legal visa to come to this country, well, you should be able to get in here. Sucks because of what their beliefs are. That's what this is all based on. And they have done some crazy shit. But, I don't know. It just seems to be getting out of hand with these judges. I mean, I've never seen judges go against the president. I'm seeing shit I've never seen happen before. And I'm sure you guys are right there with me on this. You haven't seen this. I mean, it's wild. I mean, there's so much shit happening at one time. Practically off the hook on this sort of man. Like, man, shit. It's going to have to get better than this shit. But I don't know. It's like I said, it's just crazy. I'm going to throw another clip up here in a second just to see what here's the one I was looking for. All right, here we go.
Long live community, and long live the truck that pulls one together.
What is your reaction to the Trump presidency?
Mm-hmm. That's the choice, actually. That was the choice of the American people. So our principled position, China's principled position is that we don't make too many comments on other countries' internal affairs. But of course, this is an issue. This is an issue that has aroused interests worldwide. According to our view, what we attach most importance is what kind of implications it might have on the China-American relationship. This is one of the most important bilateral relationships worldwide. And in the past 4 decades, both China and the United States and this region, the Asia-Pacific region, and the world at large, all benefit a lot from this good bilateral relationship. So we're looking forward to an ever better bilateral relationship, but that needs joint efforts from both sides.
You say you're looking forward to a better relationship.
I hope so.
Do you expect there will be a better relationship?
That needs joint efforts on both sides. If you look back to the past 4 decades, for when a new presidency.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership.
It came into office. You could always find that sometimes there were some ups and downs in this bilateral relationship. But in general, if you look back to the past 4 decades, it moves upward.
Hello and and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you...
Barracuda!